Oh boy. Oh boy. Well, if anyone out there listening is wondering why there's a weird titled podcast episode going up on the Clashmas podcast channel, got some news, got an announcement. Not super thrilled about it either. But unfortunately, as we know, all good things must, at some point in time, come to an end. Nothing lasts forever. And, yeah, I think this is it for me. I'm, making a tough decision, but I think it's best for me to, stop podcasting. And, quite frankly, maybe even stop playing. Or at least playing so much. And I'm not going to go into a super long spiel, because at the point that you're kind of burnt out and you're here, what else is there to say, right? I'll sum it up with this to save everyone the long Clashmas typical length explanation, in very anti-Clashmas fashion. It's not going to be a 2-hour recording. Sweet. Hopefully simple, more to the point, and a lot of people to thank. Let's start with that. Let's start with some people who have really helped me get into podcasting. Maybe some people who inspired me. And definitely some people who I really appreciate out there in the Clash world. Despite what some of our interactions might have been at times. Whole group of people who I hold very dear, who I think have a tremendous amount of respect for, everyone out there in the Clash podcast community, anyone who has been brave enough to start their own Clash pod, anyone who's taken that leap of faith, put themselves out there, opened themselves up to scrutiny, ridicule, and the good old-fashioned trolling. A whole bunch of you out there who do a great job, who I listened to for years and who inspired me to actually want to, you know, try it out myself, try podcasting about Clash, try to keep it moving on one game mostly, and then just try to be entertaining. I think when I look back on who those people were, I think of the first handful of podcasts that I listened to back in the day. I remember Clash on the Potty, Proverbs and Judah. They were the first one I listened to in the car going across country. Really liked how they interact with each other, and listen, that was the first thing that I found. And then the one right after them was Crystal to Join. As much hell as I've given them, and probably as much as a thorn in the side as I've been to Carl over the last year and some change, I would have never tried that if I wasn't inspired by listening to him and C-Note on the microphone going back and forth talking about Clash, just their interaction, and enjoying listening to it so much. You know, there's, quite frankly, the way that C-Note talks about the game, the way that he thinks about it, finding so many similarities, it's probably the biggest inspiration I had in trying to do it. Just because I enjoyed listening to him so much. And, Carl, for all of the, the hell that I've given you over the year and some change. Yeah, one of the smartest guys when it comes to podcasting material, putting it all together. You know, I told him and Wizard of Woo one time that they were like the, John Madden and Pat Summerall of Clash Podcasts. And, you know, that wasn't just a needless glam for them. The legitimate, I think the world of them, and they're really good. You know, since I brought up Woo, I'll be honest, I did not listen to the only Clash podcast that much before I started interacting with you guys, and I went back and listened. I'm real sad that I never Never got to talk to Hero about how he podcast, but I do know that listening to him be brave about a number of different topics and, you know, just very courageously grabbing the microphone and saying whatever he felt needed to be said. Also really inspiring. And they really at a time when I was wondering if this was something I even wanted to try. And Wu's just, I mean, he's a natural. I wish I was as thick-skinned and easygoing. I wish I had the life outlook that Wu does, really do. Some other really good podcasters out there who have made a big difference to me. The Pineapples and Thorns group. I'm really Kat and Fado most of this year. And then Peter, who I've always really loved listening to. I just really admired their professionalism. Just how they go about it. How consistent they are. And quite frankly, their impressive network. I mean, they know everyone. And, you know, it's... They have some of the best guests. They do some of the best work. I'd still love to figure out where they got their intro music from. Not the newest one that they tell you about, but the previous one. But again, trying to compete and trying to match content with those guys was always a challenge. And I don't think we ever came even close. But really look up to you guys and really, really enjoy your podcast too. Trample, who's been great within the Clash podcast community, really smart. Again, someone who every time I listen to makes me think, which I like doing, and just also really entertaining. When he started, I remember talking to Rick and talking about, he's really got to lean in on this creator code, this creator platform, to help give that voice in Clash Podcast, and his credit, he's taken it and run with it. So, thank you to Trample for always being so, so inspiring with your work. To Catfish, who doesn't record anymore, but was really a big inspiration, especially here over the last couple of months. Just how well he's followed Clash Podcast, how much knowledge he has, and then just being such a solid stand-up dude. Catfish, if you're listening to this, the first episode I ever listened was actually your last one. And after hearing it, I was hooked. Like, man, I got to hear more of this guy. Admire your conviction and what you go after. Standing up for what you believe in. I always appreciated that about you. I always appreciated your friendship, too. The practical jokes and all the name of science as well. To Ghost Knight and Magic Junior, hope you guys keep trying it. And if not, I hope that each of you search somewhere else to record. I think you guys will do really well. Magic, I love the insight that you have to the game and what you've been able to bring. Ghost Knight, same thing, dude. I've really enjoyed watching you just get better and better and, just make a name for yourself. It's been really impressive. And again, hope to see more episodes with you guys. And then, last, certainly not least, the Reddit Talks Clash guys who have always done a great job to Rick and Spencer and Sam and even Liam out there. Liam, who's the hardest working man behind the scenes in both Reddit and and Clash podcasts. Tip of the cap to you, sir. Spencer, for always, refusing to play the game, but talking about it. Sam, for, coming around and finally upgrading your town hall so you can talk about the main town hall level. I always appreciated that about you. But also holding your other guys in check. And Rick, who I consider a really good friend and who I know is going to be really pissed at me for recording this. I appreciate you, dude. Would love to keep in touch with you. You do a great job. All the Reddit guys, you do a great job. And keeping pace with you guys has certainly been a challenge that I've enjoyed doing. And I just really appreciate what you've done your knowledge about the game and, you know, really everything you do from the events, from moderating and recording. It's just really impressive, and I appreciate you guys. And just in general to Clash Podcasts, you guys really have the makeup to be the best. I mean, it's a game. It's an 11-plus-year-old game, and you're still finding people to listen to it. It's a testament to the quality of your work, to all that you put into your communities, to the people listening, and how it translates to them, how it speaks to them, how it helps guide them, how it helps teach them, how it helps bring them into a community, how it helps them reach out to friends. All of that stuff is good, not just for the people listening, but for the people joining in, the people playing. And I think that's one of the things that I've always enjoyed the most about Clash, is how it brings people together in a number of different ways, not just through the game, not just through clan chat. It's a whole network through Discord, through listening to podcasts, through other social media platforms. You guys go after it, and you do it in a way that's not as obvious to most fans out there, most consumers, and you do a hell of a job. And in some way, shape, or form, you've all influenced me to try to be better at what I did, and I appreciate that. And as I consider even stepping away from the game, either for a while or who knows, maybe even permanently, some other buddies that I've got to shout out. First off, the guys that I've played with the most over the last year and some change. GCBC is the biggest fan of Clash Podcasts. He has done so much to move the needle and make the experience of not just trying to host your own podcast, but keep up with what's going on. Such a servant leader of the community. He's done so much, and he's such a good dude. I appreciate your friendship. To Nob, who, despite how mad he's been at me recently, I still consider a close friend, and I'm going to miss him tremendously. You know, hope you don't stay mad at me forever. But yeah, that's getting to go head-to-head with Nob was going to be some of my best memories. There's some of the things I'm going to remember the most about the Clash of Clans podcast community in my time here. And, I'm going to miss him tremendously. To Fatal, who is going to end my Clash career as the best attacker I've ever seen, even though he's, he's had some missteps here at Town Hall 16. net, he's the GOAT in my book. And I always appreciate his friendship shooting straight with me, and then being just such a fan, such a supporter, not just of the podcast, but the Twitch streams, just all-around great dude. To some other guys around the C2J clan who are always good buddies, to Griffo and TJ, Cheeto, who I played with before over in the old CMG Nation, to Duck, who gave us lots of feedback on the podcast. Those of you who know Duck will not be surprised by that. But I always appreciated his insight and just the fact that he cared enough to reach out and say it. To Steve. Steve, who I would still hope to meet one day and go watch a game down in Baton Rouge with and eat some good old Cajun food. Steve, you're the man. And I know I gave you a bunch of shit for being a bad clan leader, but you're still the man. To other guys, played with Chandan, Vodka Soda. The days in the academy had the war streak going. Those are some of the most fun days. I know Nob and GCBC miss him tremendously. I wish we could have bottled that up and just kept it forever, but you guys are awesome. To King Rue, who's kind of a knucklehead and probably won't listen to this, but I'm going to miss him too. To Void Boy, who roped me into a building a town hall up from scratch challenge. Appreciated doing that with some of the other guys, and appreciate you including me on that. That was a lot of fun. And really all the rest of the FTB guys out there who have been in and out of both my streams and listening to the pods and interacting. Gonna miss you guys tremendously. Really hope you guys hit your stride this year in competitions and go far. Go win a shit ton of money, okay, guys? And to everyone who's helped out with the Clash podcast, first and foremost, Zero Remorse, who I know has not been on the podcast since the beginning of Season 2. For all the reasons why there was a disconnect in him continuing with us, I always appreciated his friendship. I had some of the best one-on-one conversations with him. There's a lot of memorable moments with recording with him early on, and really I think some of our best work. And then, you know, some of our most memorable work. We also got into some of the best arguments and discussions, I guess discussion is probably a nice way to put it for the Clashers podcast. But I appreciate all that he did to help get the podcast started with us. Appreciate his friendship, and hope he continues to play. Hope he continues to stay strong. Hope he has a lot of success with the streams. Just appreciate all that he helped put in to our guests that we had on the show, to Cam Wow, who's since moved on, but was always such a big inspiration for me starting a Twitch stream, to Dandy Dan, who we had on just last night, great player and really insightful. I got to say a special shout out to Animal with the AOE Sports, who helped out with graphics for the Pod Wars free of charge. Stand up dude, to Thrain, and who I think, honestly, when I look back at what are the most memorable moments of hosting the pod, being able to sit down for an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, and just talk with Thrain about the game, about base building, having no idea that, we were going to lose him just a few weeks later. When I look back, I'm glad that we got a chance to do that. I'm glad that we got to, record his voice and just have it. Life's too short, and losing him hurt tremendously. But I'm really proud that we got him on the show as our first guest, that I enjoyed just talking with him so much. Such a good dude. Still miss him tremendously. But I'm glad that we got to do that and kind of keep some of his legacy alive where people can go back and listen. To the rest of the guys who helped with the Pod Wars, who came and did attacks, which was a lot of fun. Pikachu to Sopron, Sora, who might be the number two best attacker that I've ever interacted with, right behind Fatal. Don't let that go to your head, Fatal. But to Ray and Darth Yoda and Exotic, all the guys who came and helped out for the Pod Wars and made that such a fun and exhausting, but a fun event. And also to Erica, whose community I was a part of before I joined the C2J and before I started recording podcasts, who supported me tremendously in getting the stream started, and was such an inspiration and so much fun to have on the Pod Wars with us as well. Really to everyone, and everyone I'm forgetting to. I know there's been a lot of people who've reached out with feedback, insight. Some people upset on my takes on clan games or clan leadership, stuff like that. If you reached out to argue, I get it. That's where we landed. And I think when I look back on what I wanted to do as a podcast host, I really wanted to come in and talk about the game and just, dig into the details, speculate, talk about things we'd change, talk about things we could do better. I really wanted it to be centralized around the game. I think one of the things that's killing me the most is I feel more and more when when we've recorded, there's just been way too many times where we don't talk about the game. And I'm not blaming anyone for that. I'm as guilty as anyone else, just getting caught in the weeds on other stuff. And then afterwards, just feeling like a mess about it. Like, why did we say that? Why did we do that? Second guessing everything. It's like I said earlier, life's too short. And I think when it comes down to it, I don't know that I ever got podcasting for me to be exactly what I want it to be. And I don't know. Part of me is like, you want to put the work in to figure it out and try to make it better. And then the other part is like, this is a hobby. This is supposed to be fun. Supposed to be enjoyable, and it just became too much work. And listen, for all of the jokes around making Clashwells into the first take of podcasting, which I don't disagree with, I say controversial, not out of always well thought out ideas, but just being willing to kind of throw up a middle finger or go scorched earth or say mean things about other people. I don't know. We kind of got caught in that segment, and I just don't think that's really what I ever wanted to do. It's easy to get caught up in the moment. It's very easy. You get a microphone, you get people telling you that you like or that they like what you're doing. Sometimes you read your own press clippings, and then before you know it, you've turned into someone that you don't even really recognize anymore. You're saying things like, that's not me. You listen back to yourself and like, why? Where did that come from? And there's a number of reasons why you get there. I know that for me, one of the things I do pride myself on is trying to be introspective, self-reflective. I like being my own worst critic. Listen, I had a strong fear growing up of being a quitter. That was something that I was told from an early age, you don't quit things, you don't give up on things, you know, you see it through till the end. Even sometimes not knowing when the end is, you know, just don't be a quitter. And I think it's one of the early lessons I had to learn in adulthood. One of the things that was like, all right, Big B, grow up, is you got to know when it's time to say, all right, that's it. One of the things I learned, and I know some of you who've listened are shocked to know that I had a first marriage that didn't work out. And it was really tough to get out of. But one of the things in doing that was I kind of figured out, like, okay, where's the limit? When is it time to realize that whatever I'm trying to do is more about just not wanting to quit, not wanting to be a quitter, and less about doing something that's healthy and productive for myself? And I think that's where I've gotten, not just with podcasting, but I think with playing Clash in general too. I joked plenty of times about how much money I spent on the game, which, you know, I've realized recently is a problem. What I've also realized is that a lot of my enjoyment level ties directly into how much I'm spending, and I just don't want to anymore. Being free to play, hat tip to you guys out there who can actually do it. I'm finding out about myself that I'm probably not that guy. And then I look at a lot of the things in my life I feel like I'm missing out on. Not that any time spent with any of those people that I mentioned earlier or the people that I forgot to mention isn't time well spent. I mean, I do value your friendship. I do appreciate the time that we spend around each other. But I've got people here counting on me who need me. I've got people who I interact with and see every day who have no idea that I play a mobile game or record a podcast who need my time and attention. And, you know, there's too many nights because of either playing the game or recording this podcast where I'd find myself up way, way, way later than I needed to be, knowing that I needed to get some sleep to be productive for the next day, and then stumbling to bed and wondering, what am I doing? What am I doing spending all this time on a game or a hobby? Anytime it becomes that obsessive, guys, it's not healthy anymore. And I think that's where I'm at. I think the thoughts that popped in my head from hosting and interacting, I think they got too toxic for me. And I need a breather. And I don't know that that's not a permanent one. But I can't say this enough. That's not a permanent shot on anyone, especially those of you out there who I've been critical of. The nameless, faceless pro players out there who I've ripped mercilessly. And all the ones who know who they are, who I've been hard on. I'm just tired of being that guy. And I get like my final message here. Obviously the one guy I haven't mentioned, my longtime co-host, ClashFan9, Adams is my buddy for life. I don't care what he does, who he pisses off, who he threatens to kill, who he strips naked in front of, what channels he gets banned from, how many times he gets the cops called on him. He's my little dysfunctional younger brother, no matter what. And I'll be honest, there's been a lot of times where I've questioned what I was doing, why I was doing it, and being friends with him kept me going a lot of times. And it's funny because he will tell anyone like, oh yeah, Big B talked to me about this. He's talking to me about that. He's very quick to thank me for talking to him, for being his buddy and everything like that. And the reality is he's done just as much to support me as I have him. And, you know, I'm going to miss recording with him tremendously. Even trying to corral him at times or figure out how to keep him in line, how to keep him on topic, how to teach him how to number things with actual numbers instead of letters. Adams, if you're listening to this, and I know you will, I'm not disconnecting from you. I want to stay in touch. I know that he's going to try to keep recording podcasts. He has my blessing to use Clasuals Podcast. I hope he makes it everything that he wants it to be. And I'm willing to help him any way I can. But that's it for me. And I'm going to miss you, buddy. I love you. I hope you do really well. If you ever end up moving out of Arizona, coming through Texas, you better fucking come and see me. If nothing else, I think the few listeners still out there where podcasts deserve the side-by-side size comparison on what we would look like standing next to each other. If nothing else. But that's it. I don't have any big, large convictions with the game. I still enjoy the game somewhat. You know, it's not because the meta is broken. It's not because it's unplayable. It's not because I'm mad at chat. It's just other stuff. And that's it. And for those of you out there who are probably thinking like, damn, I just lost another one. The Clash of Clans podcast just keeps coming and going. Yeah, listen, it's probably how it's going to be. Podcasting in general is tough. If you're out there and you're listening to this and you've listened to any of our episodes, any of the other ones, then my advice to you, reach out to the guys that host. Tell them that you appreciate what they're doing. If you have feedback, try to be constructive. Realize that no one is hosting Clash Podcasts. It's not their job. They're not getting paid to listen to your shit. If you disagree with something they say, that's fine. We can disagree. That's some of the best material for podcasts. Not saying what you think everyone else is going to say. Saying something that's going to be a little bit controversial. Something that's going to make people think. I tried to take that approach with podcasting. I think there were times where I succeeded. But if I'm being honest, there's a time where we were just slinging shit. And, yeah, I'm tired of slinging shit. I'd rather just, you know, do something more productive with my time and, you know, try to be a better person. I think those of you who I've rubbed the wrong way, I think you'd probably agree. It's time to just grow up and be a better person. And that's what I'm going to set out to do. And I'm going to set this game and podcasting aside to try to do that. And be there for the people in real life who I love and depend on. And that's it. I'm still going to be around Discord at least for a little while. I'm not going to delete it. So, if you need me, those of you who know me, you know where to find me. Other than that, wish you all the best of luck. Adams, go get them. Knock them dead. Stay streaming. Stay recording. Keep it casual, guys.